everybody. Happy New Year. My name is Meg and you're listening to the very first episode of Sounds Groovy of 2021. How exciting. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, given the extremely strange circumstances that we're in. But it's 2021 now, guys. There's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's going to be amazing. So today we've got a cracking lineup. We've got music from Version 13, George Estelle, we've got Alison and Stephen, We Are Here, and the lovely Amy Huckstep. So it's going to be an absolutely wonderful episode. So buckle up and let's get going. So the first track that we've got this week, you might actually recognise, because if you're an OG fan, you remember Sophie Lucas and her track What You Wanted from the first episode that she produced with Version 13. And today, we've got Version 13 himself. So it's another cracking, summery, boppy vibe that I'm really, really excited to just blast in my car once we're out and about again. It's quite a cool story, actually, because producer Sitkick had a song called Mercury Man, and he basically ran a competition where people could remix his track. And of course, our boy Version 13, he came fourth out of 600 applicants, which is incredible. Obviously, we're very, very proud of him. So we're going to have a little listen. So this is Version 13, and this is his remix of Mercury Man. Version 13 and his song Mercury. I just love that song. It just makes me get in the groove. I'm ready to party along, and it's got me really excited for summer. And because the weather's so crappy at the moment, I'm just looking out my window and I'm like, one day it's gonna be nice and it's gonna be sunny and I'm gonna be blasting Version 13 and it's gonna be wonderful. So I'm really, really excited to see what comes out next. So definitely one to keep an eye on. So next up we have George Estelle. She has an incredible voice. She's absolutely amazing. She is from Devon, so UK, and also Venice in Italy. She's now living in London, so she's got these sort of, she's got this gorgeous voice and these gorgeous lyrics, and there's a slight sort of influence from her family upbringing in there. And she's just incredible. Fingers crossed that when she releases her new music next year, well, it is next year now, isn't it? It's already 2021. When she releases her new music later this year, she's going to come on and we're going to have a little chat. Yeah, so this is George Estelle, and this is her song, Tell Me Something. Ta-da, da-da-da-da.
Tell me something. I know I've got it. I know you feel that way. Yeah. Tell me there's something. Tell me I've got it. I know I can give you my all. So please don't keep me waiting. I want you to be around. So turn around. Be there. I know I can make you happy. So let me know if you don't care. I know it's hard. I know it's not always fun. I promise to take it where you always wanted. And not the past month, cause I know what you're gonna feel, and I'm telling you that it'll be real. Well, tell me what you want, cause if you don't know where to go, I'll have to leave aside and let you on your own.
That was George Estelle, and that was her song, Tell Me Something. I just love that song. It's such a vibe. It's got these really cool sort of like electro, synthy, soul-y, noughties R&B, just all that good stuff sort of all mixed into one. And she has a really interesting singing voice in sort of where she sings. Because I can't quite work out if she's singing like in head or chest or this sort of like Billie Eilish middle. But yeah, incredible, and really excited to see what happens later on this year, and really excited to have her come along and chat with us. So in Chat Shit with Meg this week, you're going to learn a little bit about me. So I graduated from Greenwich University last summer, mid-COVID, it was all very anticlimactic, with a degree in public relations and communications, and I currently work for NBC on their grad scheme in the TV department. It's been a really, really cool year, and one thing that I've got to work on, which has been absolutely incredible, has been a project called The Million Makers, which is all for the Prince's Trust. I've had the pleasure of getting to work on the Unlock Virtual Festival. So the Prince's Trust is a charity in UK funded by Prince Charles. And it's all to help vulnerable young people kind of get their lives back on track. So it mainly supports sort of 11 to 30 year olds who are unemployed or maybe who are struggling at school, are sort of at risk of exclusion. So there's a big old Million Makers scheme, and it's all businesses, and we've all kind of been like competing against each other to raise money. And it's all been absolutely incredible. So yeah, we've been working on an Unlock virtual festival. The music is all up on our YouTube account at the moment, and it comes down at the end of the month, so January 2021. We had like literally over 200 hours of content. We had people from musical theatre, musicians, so people like Katie Tunstall, Nadine Coyle, Jack Savaretti, Cassidy Pope, lots of country music. What else did we have? People doing yoga, the Pasta Grannies. There was so much stuff on there and it was so incredible. And it's all for fundraising and it's all going to an incredible cause. So if you guys are listening and you fancy doing some good in the world, then go check it out. The Instagram handle is Unlock Virtual Festival, and there's also unlockvirtualfestival.co.uk, which is the website. Go check it out. Go watch the music, because let's be honest, we're back in lockdown. There's nothing else to do. It's only up there for another month. You might as well go watch it. We have 4 weekends worth of content, so you can go and you can have a look and see who it is that you want to listen to. You can find their time code and then you can go check that out as well, so you can find exactly who you want to listen to. I think I've listened to Cassidy Pope about 10 times because I used to be obsessed with her when I was about 15 16, and she was dating Ryan from All Time Low, and I was such a fangirl. But yeah, it's such an unbelievable cause, so I'd really recommend to go watching it. And we're not going to be going to a festival anytime soon. We missed out on loads last year. So unlock that festival feeling and go check it out. So next up, we've got a song by Alison Marique and Stephen Geary. I love this song. It's so beautiful and delicate and gorgeous, and I'm just a little bit obsessed. And they've got such a cute story too. So they're a couple. Alison hired good old Stevie Boy to be a guitarist at one of her gigs, and then they sort of clocked that, and this is a direct quote, that he was the missing spark from her music and her personal life. And now they're engaged and they're making more beautiful music and they're in love, and it's just, I love it. Absolutely love it. I just love couples writing music together. I think it's so sweet, and they always produce such like beautiful music. What also is cool is that they funded all of their recording and everything by using a Kickstarter, which is very funky and very clever for their first music and for their second one. And it's just lovely. So this is Alison Marique and Stephen Geary, and this is their song, In Spring. Soothing my own.
while the storm keeps raging on. Hold
on. So that was In Spring by Stephen Geary and Alison Reek. Like I said, absolutely beautiful. They really, really remind me of this band that I used to be obsessed with, who actually broke up about 5 years ago or something. They were called 1-2. I found them because they had a song called Bitter and Sick, and it was in Rain, the TV programme, and I got it off there, and it's just beautiful, and they really, really remind me of 1-2, because both of them just have these sort of almost haunting, incredible harmonies, and it's just so beautiful and absolutely incredible. So definitely I can't wait for more of their music to come out. I just think they're so beautiful, and I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, that's Alison Reek and Stephen Geary. Okay, so today's an incredibly exciting day because we're going across the pond for this week's interview. So we've got Zach and Val here from We Are Here. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Pretty good.
Great. Good. So it's been 6 months since your EP Origin Story came out. How have those 6 months been?
Well, it's been strange because we had to kind of keep putting it back a little bit because of all the COVID stuff. So it's been pretty good. We don't have much of a local backing yet. So for the most part, we did really well. Pinocchio Effect is definitely the one that's kind of streaming the most right now online. That's one of our songs. So that's one of the ones that are doing really well right now. And we're really happy with that one because we've had some weirdness with it live a few times. So it's good that it's finally kind of getting its due for, because we like it. So we're glad other people.
That is actually the one that we're going to play later. I mean, you guys, you sound like you'd be incredible live. You sound like you're one of those kind of bands that are just so high energy and like interactive, and it would just be like a lot of fun. So are you guys missing the live element?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, big time.
He joined the band and had his first show literally the day before everything shut down.
Yes, one show with the band so far. And it was like the show right before like COVID started and everything got shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awful.
We had one other bigger show that was planned, and then because of the weirdness with COVID, technically there was an issue from somebody else telling us about this show, but COVID helped bring all that up. So yeah.
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, live music will be back and badder than ever soon. So how did you guys get together then? Did you all sort of come together in bits and pieces?
Yes. So it started with my drummer friend and I, Alex, who's our drummer, and myself. We were in another band before this band, and we kind of stuck around because a lot of those projects, just different heads, all going in different creative heads trying to have like their own thing. And it was really hard kind of like doing what we wanted to do. And so like 2 or 3 years ago now, one summer, Alex and I had a real conversation about like, okay, what do we want to do? Like, what is it that we want to do with our project? And so that's basically what started it, and trying to do it on our own now. And then our bass player, we found him online, and we kind of knew him because he's from the area. But then it just kind of kept going like that. We've known Val for a while. He just kind of joined the band later, so it was kind of like just kind of collecting everybody, and now we're off to the races. they say.
Yes, I'm the newest member. I think towards the end of this January, it's going to be like a whole year.
Yeah. So technically, the real band has only really been a band for like 2 years.
So, I mean, when I was sort of talking about you and describing about you, I was like, oh, you know, they're kind of this high energy, they've got sort of like a rock element kind of Green Day-ish, like White Stripes kind of that sort of vibe. So how would you guys describe your music?
It's really, I think it's semi difficult to describe exactly what our music is like, because yes, we are kind of like Green Day and Weezer and stuff like that, but we also kind of like play with different grungy styles, and like you said, the White Stripes. I'm a huge White Stripes guy, but it's kind of the band that I actually compare us to, weirdly, is Fall Out Boy, because they also kind of pull a lot from those similar influences, and as we're not that similar to their style, we kind of do the same thing where we kind of go to some harder punk kind of elements and grunge elements, but also with the umbrella of alternative rock.
We really like to like blend different styles together. You know, like lock ourselves down in just one.
Yeah. The way I've been explaining us recently is that we're a alt rock band with pop punk and grunge influences.
Nice. I think you've got that sort of like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco kind of storytelling element to it as well. Okay, cool. Well, let's have a little listen then. So this is We Are Here, and this is their track Pinocchio Effect.
Suffocation.
Okay, so that was Pinocchio Effect by We Are Here. Guys, I just absolutely love it. I think it's my favorite one off the EP. It's just such a tune. So yeah. How was the writing process for the whole EP, but obviously particularly that song?
So for the songs Heart Attack, Pinocchio Effect, and Out the Window, those songs were partially written through other projects, but we weren't able to use them or we weren't able to record them. So Alex and I kind of carried them throughout our projects. And for this one, we finally kind of, Heart Attack definitely changed the writing a little bit for this project. And it was the first time that we were able to really like properly record them all. For Pinocchio Effect and for the writing processes of each one, what's interesting is that the Heart Attack was written during the like 2016 kind of political climate of the Ferguson shootings and stuff like that. So that was kind of written in a time of just kind of uncertainty and being angry at law enforcement or government establishments. And then Pinocchio Effect comes from kind of like a personal like kind of spot inside yourself that you don't really recognize, I guess. And like a little toxic thing in the back of your head kind of telling you what you don't want to be, but like in a bad negative way. Like you're not able to flourish as yourself because you're kind of holding yourself back. That's kind of what Pinocchio Effect kind of means. And then Out the Window is kind of a song about somebody in your life that's just like you love them but they drive you nuts. That's what Out the Window is about. So
we've all got some of those. So in terms of the actual like creative process, is all quite collaborative in terms of sort of who does the lyrics or who does the melodies and who does this and that? And
well, for the most part, we all kind of contribute on all of it. We kind of do it like our own song, and then we kind of put the song towards like Nathan Perrin, our bass player. He's kind of given me ideas that he's worked on, and then I'll change some lyrics, or I'll like, for the most part, it's kind of just, we all kind of have our own ideas and then we bring them to the table, just kind of work on them. Like I do most of the lead guitar writing, and then we share rhythm writing stuff. And then Alex just, you know, adds his percussion smart.
Nice. Okay, so we can't talk to you guys without talking about the sort of comic theme and element to everything that you guys do. Because you guys had some of the coolest like artwork on the cover that I've seen in quite a long time. So sort of how did that come about? How did that idea develop?
So the naming of We Are Here actually came from when Alex and I were at that session over the summer. We were talking about we were kind of like going over like, well, what do we want to do? What do we want the name to be? And that kind of how we got the name kind of, he's a fan of the animes. And so I wasn't really at the time, and he showed me My Hero Academia. And for whatever reason, it just struck a chord in me. And we just constantly kept coming up with band names related to My Hero Academia. So the actual name We Are Here is from All Might in that, and he says, I am here, and then we used it. But that kind of took the first part of it. But like I said before, we were at some kind of like a middle ground time where Alex and I, we didn't use the concept first. It was the band that came first. And in the like a couple of months in, like we weren't really rehearsing enough. We weren't really trying to get into the studio. It was just kind of like we were all just kind of sitting and waiting. And so I wanted something to kind of start happening a little bit more. So I talked to everybody about like, what are some ideas? What should we do? And then Alex kind of like, well, we talked about doing the comic book theme. So that kind of just started the whole thing. And then we started writing about, well, how are we connecting all of these? And so ideally, origin story is the first part of the actual story. And we're kind of telling this idea of this mysterious figure that shows up, this toxic, dark figure, which is introduced in Pinocchio Effect. And he's this kind of embodiment of darkness and sadness. And throughout the future releases and this, it shares like how we come over that darkness. We have characters with names. My name is Warrior. His is Echo. Alex's is Hazard. And Nathan's is Ace. And why the nicknames is because actually Nathan had his nickname first, Ace, because he has a YouTube channel called Ace Covers. So y'all know. But anyway, so we kind of came up with the idea that we were like this Avengers or X-Men type supergroup band that is just kind of over the course of our music, we're going to be like fighting all these different metaphorical battles. And then, yeah. But the main thing that Alex and I did talk about with that is that the music doesn't necessarily have to relate to the concept, but the actual albums and EPs and videos will continue the story more that way.
But I guess that leads on to the next question then. What's happening next? What should we be looking out for?
Well, we have started writing for our next release, our next album, if it comes to the finishing stages. We're pretty early in it right now. We've only been writing for a few months for it. We still want to finish because we didn't get to finish some videos and stuff for Origin Story, but we are writing stuff for an upcoming album. I don't believe it'll be done within this next year. I kind of want to aim for 2022. But we do have a name for it. It's called City of Heroes. And it's kind of based on the current political and COVID crisis is going on. So it's we are very influenced by things happening, like negative or positive. We're really influenced by things that we think are disservices that we'd like to show in a bigger light, or even things that don't get talked about a whole lot, like the kind of depression angle from teenage men or young men, and like Pinocchio Effect and like stuff like that. So we definitely show a lot more of that kind of stuff, and a lot more serious stuff in City of Heroes. This one was kind of like, Origin Story was our introduction in all of the best ways. Like, it was just kind of like the old meets the new kind of idea. And then this one is definitely just all of our kind of, all of us, like our feels, all of our souls. So, yes. That will, I don't know when we could even start recording it or anything because of everything going on. But yes, we are in the early stages of writing.
Nice. Okay. So we'll keep our eyes out then for later in the year or 2022. So we're going to end on a quick fire round. So I'm going to ask a question and you just got to go. Okay. First thing that pops into your head, you got to go. Ready? Okay. Number one, who would be your dream collaboration?
Hopefully in the future that we could collaborate with Demi Lovato.
Nice.
Hopefully in the future. There's a few people that I actually want to collaborate with locally, but also in the grand scheme of things, if we got bigger. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182.
That was going to be my choice, yeah. Was Mark Hoppus.
Okay, so number two, your favorite solo artist?
Solo artist, Jack White.
I want to say Tom DeLonge.
Blink.
Mm-hmm. Good choice. Yeah. Good choice. Number three, the best artist or band that you've seen live.
Oh, for me, I saw a band called I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. They're pretty new. They were opening for the Silver Sun Pickups, which is another band that I love a lot, and they were really good too. So that show was very good.
I think maybe it had to be one of the bands that I saw work through was this new pop punk band, State Champs.
Nice. Okay. Number four?
Yeah.
Yeah, number four. Your favorite single that came out in 2020?
For me, it's Shame Shame by Foo Fighters. I love that song.
Nice.
It's addicting. It gets into my brain in all the best ways.
For me, it was Some Kind of Disaster by All Time Low from their new album.
Oh, I do love that song.
Yeah.
Good choice, good choice. And then lastly, what is your favorite song off your EP?
It constantly changes for me. Definitely Pinocchio Effect, because it kind of came from one that we weren't sure about that we definitely love. Like, it comes from a big place of, like, we were so unsure of it for a while, but then it's just like, we like it and we're glad that other people like it. But I really like Heart Attack because that one we fully recorded, produced, and mixed ourselves. And Nathan actually finished the final version. So the one that you hear on the EP, our bass player actually fully mixed it his own special way. So that one and Never Saw It Coming is off. It kind of goes like a kind of, but Never Saw It Coming, because that one has just been kind of like one that's changed throughout over time, is that, like, I didn't know how I felt about it at first. And then now it's just like, it's just such a driving good rock song. And then I think my personal favorite is Clark Kent. That's the one at the end.
He's went through 4 out of 5.
Yeah. Clark Kent is my favorite. I will say Clark Kent is my favorite.
Okay.
For me, I'll say that Out the Window, Never Saw It Coming are my top two.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Good choices. Good choices. Well, thanks so much for coming on and having a chat with me. I'm really excited to see what you guys do next. And maybe we'll see you when you come out with your second one.
We'll try our best.
Amazing. Okay, thanks, guys.
Seeing more of us.
Thank you.
It's wildcard time. So I have no idea what to expect. Today, the track is called Rude Boys off the EP Stories from the 01905. If I said that right, is that a road or like a location? I don't know. Anyway, Stories from the 01905 by the New Consistent. So let's give it a little listen.
Says no smoke before 18. My head drops as my mind went unaccepted defeat. Didn't expect the innocence lost so quick. But inner demons aren't usually in this much conflict. And so I'll pick up all of your bad habits, the ones kept hidden while I was stuck in mathematics. I spent my last £5 of the month. Five brought off my old man. make it last. I'll allow time to leave now in the past. Our struggles are similar and certainly not few. Differences are weaker as I grow out of youth. Maybe it's just the smoke that surrounds us still, but this camera that captures us never runs out of film. My mind is tiring, red turns to blue. Fickle as toffee, I can't bear to move. Away from my addiction, the screw comes loose. I love to tighten it up, but I'm in no position to choose. I spent my last £5 of the month on a 0.5 brought off my old man, but it's okay, 'cause I'll make it last. I'll allow time to leave now in the past.
It's not what I was expecting, but that was super cool. I really loved that. I loved how the like the tune of the vocals sort of underlaid in the music the whole way through. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. Yeah, how the music sort of, it underlays in the music. That's super, super cool. So I did my usual stalking as it was playing. So we've got Ben makes up the new consistent. He's 21-year-old musician from the West Midlands, described as having exceptionally personal lyrics and a sharp wit and unique style of delivery. I can definitely vouch for that. I would agree with both of those statements. There's definitely something very personal in what he talks about and how he talks about it. And unique style of delivery, definitely. That, I think, is one of the coolest things I've heard in a very, very long time. So that was off the EP Stories from the 01905, which came out November 20th in 2020. So it's been out for 3 months or so. And it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's got 7 tracks on it. One of them features Charlotte Lennon and the other features Danny Madden. But yeah, I'm definitely going to go have a little listen to those because they were super cool. He also seems to be very well supported by lots of sort of bigger names. So BBC Introducing released a remix of the single, produced and featured Tunbridge Wells band Ladybird. So he's very collaborative, which I think is cool. And I think for new upcoming artists, being collaborative is so important because it really helps you get known in the industry. It helps sort of, you know, get your talents out there, and people learn so much more about you, and you learn so much more about you because you're learning how to do more things. And, you know, you learn from the people that you collab with. So if I've, like, whenever anyone asks me for recommendations, one of the first things that I always say is go out and collab with people, make some musical friends, you know, and have fun with it. So in March 2020, he was nominated for the Rising Star Award at the Birmingham Music Awards. And he featured in Counteract's 2020 Vision List. So 2020 seems to be his year. So we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open and hope that 2021 is just as good. Yeah, so I really enjoyed that. Not what I was expecting, but I really enjoyed that. So that was Rude Boys by The New Consistent. Episode, we're at the last track. I'm really excited about this one. I just another absolutely beautiful one. We've had a lot of beautiful, pretty songs this episode. This is Amy Huckstep. She kind of started off in the sort of restaurant bar scene in Edinburgh, and now she's kind of releasing music and giving me real life goosebumps every single time I hear her voice. It's just so elegant and beautiful, and there's these sort of like elements of pop and these elements of folk, and all very acoustic. These little like kind of plucky guitar with the most incredible beautiful vocals. It's so simple, because it's just her and her guitar in the best way possible. It's just simple and beautiful. And she's absolutely amazing. She's got an EP out. This is my favorite song off the EP, but I also love it. It was a tough call to pick which one. So definitely go check her out because she's unbelievable.
So this is Amy Huckstep and this is her track Butter Could Melt.
Soft lips, butter could melt. The softest skin I've ever felt. Soft eyes, what are they saying? You've got something special. You've got something sweet. You've got my attention. But girl, you are so pretty, too pretty for me. Tried fighting all these feelings, but I've accepted defeat.
So that was Butter Could Melt by Amy Huckstep.
Like I said, absolutely incredible. She gives me sort of like Hosier vibes. Actually, when I went and saw Hosier a few years ago, he was supported by these Irish girls called Y Van Lingo, who also absolutely incredible. They have this sort of like mystical, ethereal vibe to them, which is kind of similar to Amy Huckstep. I can definitely kind of hear similarities there. Her breathing control is incredible. I know that's such a weird thing to like be like into, and non-music people are probably like, what? But her breathing control is unbelievable, and that build at the end with all the wavy harmonies, I love it. I love it so much. I just think she's incredible. So definitely go check her EP out. And I'm super, super excited to see what she does next. She's definitely someone that I'm going to be keeping my eyes and ears peeled for. hope that everybody enjoyed episode 3. As normal, we are always on the lookout for some new vibes, some new artists, some new tracks. So if you're a musician or if you know a musician, hook a gal up, send them my way. Let's get them on the podcast because we want to listen to everything and anything. As usual, the submissions link is in our link on our bio and our Instagram account. So that is soundsgroovy.podcast. Or you can drop us an email to soundsgroovypodcast@gmail.com. Come say hi. We want to meet you all. Even if you suck, we want to meet you anyway. So send your music in. We'll have a little listen. And hopefully, we'll hear you all soon. So I hope everyone has a lovely, lovely week. Be productive. Be happy. Be inspirational. I don't know. Have a great time anyway. 2021, let's make it our bitch. And stay groovy.